a wonderful moment for him, for his family. There have been plenty of those in the career of Todd Pletcher, but this is the ultimate, the pinnacle, and he's with me now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Todd, good morning.
Morning.
Appreciate the visit. You know, you ended that speech talking about the horses, the horses, the horses, and there have been so many good ones. Man, do you ever just wake up and pinch yourself and say, gosh, what have I done to deserve this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's moments like the Hall of Fame and, you know, some milestones along the way that you know, you try to take a moment to just take it all in and enjoy it. And, you know, it's so hard to do in this business because literally every day is a new day and a new challenge. And, you know, you win one race and then you come back trying to figure out how to do it again. So there's not a lot of time to fully take it in like you should. But, you know, in some of these moments, you try to just, you know, take it all, soak it all in and you know, just try to appreciate how fortunate we've been.
You look at your resume, you see 5,170-plus wins to your credit, and I was a little bit surprised to learn that last year was your first win in the Jockey Club Gold Cup with Happy Saver, who's back to defend his title again later today.
Well, I kind of thought you'd asterisk by that. I still count Vino Rosso as a win.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, that was a race that had really been elusive. And so, yeah, I was kidding with someone. I said, yeah, now that it's during the pandemic year and the purse was $250,000, we were able to win it. But it was still a cool achievement for Happy Saver to be able to do that. And, you know, he'd gotten such a late start and to get there that quickly, to go from a maiden to an allowance to the Tessio to the Jockey Club, it's pretty hard for any horse to develop that quickly.
Yeah, he didn't debut until, what, June, late June of his three-year-old season last year, right?
Right, right. And so to do that and then come back and win an allowance race and the Jockey Club, you know, from a June maiden, that's hard to do.
You don't get to where you are without being patient with horses. Has Happy Saver maybe been one that's tested your patience a little bit?
Yeah, he has a little bit. You know, he had a setback right before he was ready to make his debut in the fall of his two-year-old year, and so that's what set him back until June of his three-year-old year. And you know, and then we had a decision to make after the Jockey Club, and we felt like, you know, he'd come so far so quickly that he probably wasn't ready for Breeders' Cup Classic, and sort of with that target off the table, we felt like giving him some time and letting him develop and hopefully come back and have a, you know, productive season for us. This year was the right move, and he's matured nicely and looks well. So we're hoping that, you know, hopefully this Jockey Club would propel him forward to the Breeders' Cup Classic.
He's going to get a rematch with the horse that defeated him last time out in the Grade 2 Suburban at Belmont. That's Max Player. Look back on that race. Share your thoughts on his performance that day.
Well, you know, when he won the Jockey Club, he drew post one. That's a big advantage when you're running a mile and a quarter with that awkward start they have in the turn at Belmont for the mile and a quarter races. So, unfortunately, this year in the Suburban, he drew 6 of 6, and he just never was able to really save any ground. He was just sort of parked out in the middle of the track the whole way. And I thought, despite that, and only being his second start of the year, he kept digging in. He kept finding more. He was able to get up for third. Actually, if you know, look at the speed figures in a lot of categories, it was his fastest race. But a lot of that was just contributed to the amount of ground he lost. And so I think he'll appreciate getting back to a true two-turn mile and a quarter race here. And you know, hopefully he's ready to make another move forward.
You like the Gold Cup being run at Saratoga?
You know, It seems weird because historically you just associate the Jockey Club Gold Cup with Belmont Park. But what I do like about it is I think the mile and a quarter is a more fairly run race at Saratoga than it is at Belmont, just because, like I said, where they start the race.
Yeah, you know, when the decision was made to shift the race from Belmont over to Saratoga this year, Martin Panza was quoted as saying, that more and more trainers are choosing not to run their better horses that close to the Breeders' Cup, meaning when the race was run at Belmont, which would have been, in a couple of weeks, I guess. Over the past 6 years, the average field size for the Jockey Club Gold Cup has been six. Well, we moved to Saratoga on Labor Day weekend, and we have a six-horse field.
Six.
Yeah, why? Yeah. Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, first of all, there's just, you know, there's a lot of opportunities. And secondly, you know, everyone's trying to carefully map out the best way to get to the Breeders' Cup. And so every year is going to be a little different. You know, with Vino De Rosa's case, he ran in the Jockey Club Gold Cup, and it brought him forward perfectly for the Breeders' Cup. And then other times you might have horses that need a little more time in between races. So, you know, I think it just kind of depends on what everyone's looking at and how they're trying to get to the Breeders' Cup. And so sometimes it's just really hard to compare, you know, statistics from one year to the next, because, you know, I could say, oh man, I wish the Jockey Club was at, you know, at Belmont in October this year. And then things just don't work out for a certain horse, and it doesn't matter. So every year is a little different, but I think, you know, the trend that you've started to see in a lot of cases, people trying to have their final prep before the Breeders' Cup a little further out than, you know, what used to be the 3 or 4 weeks.
Happy Saver, not the only horse you will saddle on the Saturday program. You also have Never Surprised in the Saranac for Mike Rapoli, who introduced you. By the way, fantastic introduction. I was surprised. Well, I wasn't surprised at how long his introduction was, but he did a fantastic job introducing you at the Hall of Fame ceremonies.
Yeah, actually, I thought the over-under was 30 minutes, and I think he was approaching that. So some people said mine was too short, but I had to try to offset Mike's.
Did you find yourself crossing things out as he kept going?
Right.
Crossing things off your list you were going to say. Tell me about Never Surprised.
He's a colt that's taken to the turf quite well. He's pretty handy. He's got tactical speed, and coming in off a bit of a layoff, which is always a concern. But, I think in his case, he should be sharp off the layoff. And the one thing, I think we probably had the wrong tactics last time. I think he's a free-running horse, and you just got to let him do his thing. So that's what we'll try to do.
You have another good one, too, in Malathot, who won the Alabama last time out, looked really good doing it, got some redemption after being beaten in the Coaching Club American Oaks. Look back on that performance for a minute, Todd.
Yeah, I mean, we consider her to be a special filly, and we felt so badly for her for losing the Coaching Club, and I felt like we probably employed the wrong tactics that day and overthought strategy a little bit. But so it was great to get her back, draw a good post, and get in a race with a kind of a honest pace. And she stumbled slightly at the start, and that concerned me a little bit. But from there, she was just, overpowered them and really finished the way we would have expected her to at a mile order. We always felt like that would suit her really well. And yeah, she's just a pleasure to train. She's all class and talented, and just the whole package. We're blessed to have her.
Did I read where the plan is now to train her up to the Breeders' Cup?
I think that's the most likely scenario. Rick Nichols and I spoke about it, you know, even before we decided to go the Coaching Club Alabama route. Coming into the Breeders' Cup fresh is the way we're probably going to approach it.
Trainer Todd Pletcher here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Todd, I know it's busy time for you. I'll let you go. Really appreciate the visit. All the best with Malathot and with Happy Saver and all the horses that you're going to be running in the weeks and the months ahead. Good luck.
Thanks so much.